Hey everyone, welcome back to Health Talk. I am so happy you're here today to listen to another episode. I hope you guys are all having a great week. I am really excited for today because I'm going to talk about something that I feel like so many people struggle with. And this revolves around counting calories and how important is it to count your calories. You hear all sorts of conflicting information on this. So I'm really excited for this just because I feel like it is something that is widely debated. To break it down a little bit, a calorie is simply just a unit of energy. They measure how much energy is in our food, and we tend to think of calories as this kind of dreaded topic, but it actually is a positive thing. They're literally what gives our body energy. But like I said, people do have a lot of different views on this topic, and some say counting calories is absolutely essential, and some don't do it at all. I just want to start by saying that I do not count calories, and I haven't in years, and that's not to say that I always have been that way. It's actually quite the opposite. It took years of me learning and progressing to get to that point. So I kind of want to just explore around the kind of different extremes here, because a lot of times we'll see somebody who's an obsessive calorie counter. This is a person that can't eat a single chip without adding it to their calorie tracker for the day. They're not comfortable with eating something unless they know exactly how many calories are in it, and it makes them anxious not knowing. And I have been this person. To be honest, I think a lot of us have, and it's something we tend to do when we don't really have the tools to know exactly what the best things are for our body, but we are trying to eat healthy or lose weight. I remember specifically, I was probably about 14, and I don't know why I remember this specific instance so vividly, but I do, and I was trying to lose weight, and it was driving me crazy because I had 3 bite-sized pretzels and a single grape. So 3 bite-sized pretzels and 1 grape. And I was so upset because I couldn't figure out exactly how many calories were in that. And looking back, that obviously seems crazy, but at the time it really did bother me. It was really frustrating. And I felt like if I didn't count that towards my daily intake, that I was not going to hit my goals, which again is just absolutely crazy. But then there's also the people who are kind of on the opposite extreme of that, and they don't care at all about what they're putting into their body, how many calories they're consuming. And I've been this person too. Usually this stage would kind of follow my restrictive calorie counting. So I would have just been really on top of it, counting every single calories, getting upset because I didn't know how many calories were in 3 pretzels. And I would get really tired of that, really bored with that, and decided I was done and I was going back to my old ways. So this was kind of the yo-yo effect a little bit. But when you aren't paying attention at all, it is really easy to get very off track. When you don't care at all, you tend to kind of make worse decisions. So with this, like I said, we have people on 2 opposite extremes a lot of the time. And for me, I try to find more of a middle ground. I think that's what's best. When it comes down to it, to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit. That means you burn more calories than you consume. And to maintain weight, you need to burn the same amount of calories as you consume. And to gain weight, you need to be in a caloric surplus, which means you're consuming more calories than you burn. And that's really the bottom line. Thing is, if you're new to this, it can be really difficult to not count calories and still kind of stay on track because you're new to it. There's still a lot to learn. So I typically recommend counting calories, let me be clear, not obsessively, but rather to learn and get an idea for what's going on with your food consumption. So you can just do this normally for like a week. I would say, eat how you normally eat for a week and look at the content of your food. Now, I'm not just saying calories. If there's anything I want you to take away from this episode, it's do not just look at calories in your food. get an idea for the whole picture. This kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. I know I see them all the time because I look a lot at like nutrition and fitness stuff on Instagram. So these things always pop up in my Explorer. But have you ever seen those comparison pictures? And it will be like on one side, a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. And then on the other side, it's like the salad that's really loaded with like avocado, a lot of veggies. And it overall looks very healthy. And maybe like a protein bar and a juice of some sort, like a green juice. And they'll compare them and say that actually the Big Mac meal has less calories. And I hate these pictures because while sure they may have less calories, it's just so frustrating. There's a bigger picture behind all of this. It's not just about calories. You need to look at the whole label. Look at the sugar content, the protein, fats, vitamins, minerals, carbs, all of that. And at the end of the day, you'll see that clearly the better choice is your salad with healthy proteins and fats and a protein bar and a green juice. And that makes sense, right? But it's just very misleading information that I don't quite enjoy. But I do think that all of this information, like I said, can be really overwhelming when you first start learning about these things. So when you first start reading nutrition labels, not just looking at the calories, but reading the whole labels, it can be pretty confusing. This is all brand new to you, and that's why I recommend using a tracking app just kind of as an assistant to start with. It can help you kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together. It'll show you what your macronutrient consumption looks like, what your calorie intake looks like, and that's going to help you along with your goals. It's just a learning tool. And during this phase, I always recommend you really pay attention to what foods make you feel good and make you feel energized and full, and what foods make you feel kind of crappy, make you hungry again in the next couple of minutes or hour. Just pay attention to those things because that's going to be really important as well. And after you start to learn these things, you'll find yourself not needing to rely on counting calories as much. You'll have the tools you need to be successful. You'll know what foods make you feel best and nourish your body, and you'll be free of the calorie counting. In my opinion, the goal is to always get to a point that not only do you know what your body needs, but you prefer to give it that over junk food. I know personally, I'm at a point where I don't, not that I don't crave junk food, because that's not true at all, but if I had the choice, if you gave me like a really good looking salad with a lot of healthy proteins and fats versus we'll just stick with the Big Mac meal. I'm a vegetarian, so I don't ever go for the Big Mac over a salad anyways, but that's not the point. If you were to give me the option between those two, typically 9 times out of 10, I would go for the healthier option. And that's just because I know it makes me feel better. And so that's what my body kind of craves over junk food. Anyways, but it's hard to break free of these foods. It really is. And it's because they're literally designed to make you crave and overeat them. My point with this is there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to take the time to kind of learn what works for you. Learn what makes your body feel best, and after a while, you'll already know what your macronutrient content is for the day. You'll know if you're eating too many or not enough calories, and you'll kind of be able to tell just by listening to your body. So there is a happy medium between crazy calorie counting and not caring at all. It's really just a matter of putting in the work to get to that point. And just like that, this concludes another episode of Health Talk. Thank you guys so much for listening. Your support means the absolute world to me. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and subscribe below. For more information about home workouts, health and fitness tips, recipes, or if you have any questions, you can follow me on my Instagram at mparkerfitness or go to my website linked in the description below. I would be more than happy to help with any questions that you may have regarding health or fitness. I want to help you guys achieve your goals. But thank you again so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing day and crush your goals.